from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Maggie and Perloff on the Infinity Sports Network.
It's time today. Perloff and I go on the record. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. So much to do. It's a Wednesday. We will get to the great debate in just about 20 minutes or so, Pearl, because we've got very pressing issues, which is letting the public know and our loyal fans and listeners who we are choosing to make the playoffs in the NFL. Now, we already did our NFC predictions, and we're going to do the AFC right now. But let's recap the NFC for everybody who may have missed it. Go ahead and hit us off with who you think is making the postseason this year.
Okay. So NFC, I started with the NFC East. I got those Cowboys. I have the NFC North, the Detroit Lions, NFC South, Falcons, NFC West, 49ers, wild card, Eagles, Packers, Rams.
Okay. I went with the Eagles winning the East, Green Bay winning the NFC North. Give me the Falcons for the South, and I will take the LA Rams winning the NFC West. That means San Francisco would be one of your wild cards. That means Detroit is one of your wild cards, and that means the Seattle Seahawks are also one of your wild cards. So that's the NFC for me. Let's go to the AFC, my friend. This one...
Oh, boy.
...was a challenge.
All right.
Challenge on many fronts. Why don't you start with the AFCs?
I'm going to start with the AFC East, and the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Well, I'm insane because I'm picking the Jets again.
Yep.
Picked them last year, 7-10 with that defense last year with no quarterback play. If you get even bad Aaron Rodgers play, which is usually about 26 touchdowns and 10 picks, then you're easily flipping that record on its head. I got them around 11 wins and winning the division.
I also have the Jets winning the NFC East. And guys, buy a hat and hold on to it. I have the Jets going 14-3. I went through the win-loss record. This was my process. I did every team, wins, losses, like a Sudoku, made sure it all fit. If the Jets can get past San Francisco, okay, which that line is dropping like a stone, they could win 8 in a row. Here's what it is. At San Francisco, it's going to be tough. If they win that one, then they're at Tennessee, Pearl.
Yeah.
New England.
At Tennessee,
at home,
by the way.
Denver. Minnesota, that's in London. So you're bringing Sam Darnold to London? Good luck. Then Buffalo, but that's the game in New York City. So, you know, they'll probably split. At Pittsburgh, then at New England. These are winnable games here for the Jets. We could be getting off to this unreal start. So I have the Jets also winning the NFC East. Continue.
Okay. AFC North.
Did I say NFC? AFC North. AFC East. Excuse me.
AFC North.
Yeah.
I never count out the Baltimore Ravens. They are like Terminator 2. They keep getting broken up and reform in a stronger, more powerful version.
Yeah.
But this year, I'm all in on Joe Burrow. I'm following the Maggie and Perloff show commandment that I shall never bet against Joe Burrow. Whatever this wrist injury is, it doesn't seem to be bothering him. He's cutting his hair. He's playing chess in Europe. He's doing all these wild things in the offseason. Yeah. And then it seems like from everything we've heard from camp, like he's still throwing effectively. I understand there's this drama with Ja'Marr Chase, but I really believe in Burrow, and I really believe in Lou Anarumo, their defensive coordinator. So I'm picking them to take their turn atop the AFC North.
Yeah. Is he cutting his own hair? Is that how you know that his wrist is okay?
No. I mean, like, you see pictures of him in training camp. Are you seeing, like, a wobbly football ever?
No. But I'm not seeing him throw multiple days in a row still. I think they're being cautious with it. And, by the way, they should be. Like,
but
this is all silly.
He always has injuries and always has a miraculous comeback. Like, remember, last year he was kind of hurt. And then until he got really hurt, he was playing really well once he got healthy.
Not that the wrist injury is silly. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that. It's just, of course, he shouldn't be overdoing it in training camp. That makes no sense. I still have Baltimore winning this division. I have them with a record of 12-5. Late bye, which I absolutely love for teams who are contenders like this. I have them winning 5 of their last 6. That would be at the Chargers, against your Eagles, Pearl, at the Giants, Pittsburgh. I have them losing at Houston and then winning against the Browns to finish off the season. Baltimore, to me, go ahead, question the defense. Like, people are making this huge deal, like Mike McDonald left to go to the Seattle Seahawks, like the Ravens have never had a good defense before this dude showed up. Like, this is the calling card of this franchise. And if Lamar Jackson is healthy, you have a few more weapons, count me, I guess, as a Derrick Henry believer. And give me the Baltimore Ravens with a 12-5 record winning the AFC North.
Pretty good. Pretty good. All right, AFC South. This is actually a division. I've been high on the Texans.
Yeah.
I think this is a crazy competitive division. I think, and because I'm a little higher on the Titans than a lot of people are, I think that they're all going to kind of come around 10 wins. I think the Texans win that division at 10-7 with the Jags nipping at their heels. I think that's going to be a really close, really competitive division. And I think the Titans are sneaky and the Colts are always mediocre and good. You know, they're always around 500. So I don't think the Texans are going to do on this magical roll like 14 wins. But I do think that they, at the end of the day, come away with this division. I think their defense is the side that should be talked about more. It's been their offense at CJ Stroud, but they have so many studs on defense. I think they come away with the division a little tougher than some might think.
Yeah, not for me. I have the Texans winning this comfortably, actually. I have them at 12-5. I have them starting the season 6-0. They're at Indy, then Chicago, at Minnesota, Jacksonville, Buffalo. I have them winning in Houston, and then at New England. There are wins here, and I like Houston winning the Stephon Diggs bowl or whatever you're going to call that. I don't have their first loss until they go to Green Bay. And the thing is about the AFC South, I couldn't really get there. This is what I think is going to happen with the Colts. I have them at 6-11, which I know is pretty low. But I have them winning their last 5 games. And I feel like they're going to be the team at the end where it's like, all right, we're seeing it. If Anthony Richardson is healthy, maybe setting up for next year. Not this season, but next season being the big Indy year. I have Jacksonville coming in at 8-9, and I am not big on Tennessee. I have them at 5-12. I have a big step back because I'm not a Levis believer. So I have the Houston Texans winning comfortably the AFC South at 12-5. All right, who's your AFC West?
AFC West, man, this is tough. Who's going to win the AFC West?
Challenge every year.
Obviously the Chiefs. I don't even see a close challenger once again. I'm very curious what I want to watch for the Chiefs. Do they get this explosive passing game they've been talking about this offseason back? Will it be Xavier Worthy? Will it be somebody else? It sounds like Hollywood Brown's a little beat up. Again, it's like, what's the Marvel term, EJ? Thanos is inevitable. The Chiefs and Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes are inevitable. I didn't spend more than 2 seconds thinking about this.
Me neither. I did the win losses. I have Kansas City going 13-4. Robust win total for them. I'm not very high on Vegas. And I'm not very high on Denver. So I think obviously the division is going to be helping them. I do, though, see them getting off to a really great start, winning their first 5 in a row before their bye week. Although I do have them losing 2 of their last 5, and that's going to set up the people like, oh, maybe the Chiefs, maybe this year. And then they get to the playoffs, and what always happens? Don't bet against Mahomes. You'd be stupid to do that. So Kansas City, to me, this is easy. The rest of the division is not quite ready, although I do have another team in this division making the playoffs.
Okay.
Go to the wild cards.
Okay, wild card. I got the Bills. I feel like the Bills and Jets are going to have right around the same record. I understand Stephon Diggs is gone, but they clearly found the formula last year. Run the ball. Take some pressure off Josh Allen. Throw a million short passes to Dalton Kincaid. I'm down with it. I don't care about Diggs leaving at all. Like, I'm not downgrading them for even a second for that one. I have the Ravens. You already broke down the Ravens pretty good. Like, say what you want about that defense. Write that obituary and you're making a mistake. All right, here's the hardest choice of my football predicting life.
Okay.
No, that's not true. But it was hard. There's a lot of really good teams in the AFC. I put down the Cleveland Browns because our buddy Quincy Avery said Deshaun Watson looks good. I think Deshaun Watson's a kind of quarterback who will avoid mistakes, and he's going to be desperate this year. So he's going to run. We saw him do it last year. He's going to be mobile, and he's going to do anything he can to win football games. It will probably get him injured, but I feel like you're going to see Houston Texans, Deshaun Watson. There were so many games where it was fourth quarter, and Deshaun put the game on his back. All he has to do is not turn the ball over, and that defense will win you games alone. So I think the Browns have a formula to return to as a wild card once again.
So say your wild cards again.
So Bills, Ravens, Browns.
Bills, Ravens, and Browns as your wild cards. Okay, for me, my wild cards are Cincinnati, who I have with an 11-6 record. I have Buffalo getting in at 10-7. And I have the Chargers getting in at 11-6. So I have the Bills and the Browns with twin 10-7 records. And I gave it to the Bills because whatever. I don't want to root against my own team not making the playoffs. I do like the Browns quite a bit. But Deshaun's health, I can't get there.
Mm-hmm.
I have the Chargers with the 11-6 record. I told you yesterday, I think that Jim Harbaugh is winning coach of the year. This is not a tough schedule for the Chargers. Outside of your division, I haven't played Kansas City, who I have them splitting with. There are wins with Vegas. There are wins with Denver. You have Tennessee. I have them winning at Atlanta. I have them beating Tampa. I have them winning at New England. I have them winning at Carolina. I have them starting off 5-1. They have an early bye. I'm just a believer in Harbaugh gets there and immediately you see dividends. So, again, for me, I have the Jets winning the AFC East, Baltimore with the North, Houston with the South, the Chiefs with the West. Then I have Cincinnati at 11-6 getting in the wild card, the Chargers at 11-6 getting in the wild card, and Buffalo at 10-7.
Yeah, who's your near miss?
Cleveland. Cleveland I also have at 10-7. I have Pittsburgh finishing 8-9. I was trying to get there with Pittsburgh. I really wanted to. I thought, this could happen. But I have them finishing under 500 for Mike Tomlin. And I have Miami at 9-8.
So
missing the playoffs as well.
2021, Chargers were 9-8. Then the next year, they were 10-7, lost a wild card. And then they were 5-12 last year.
Yeah, they bottomed out because Herbert got hurt.
It feels like that is a team. I know it's Harbaugh and it's different, but I agree with you. Like, they love to flirt around that 10-11 win mark because they're out in the AFC West, easy schedule. My only concern, and it's totally random, what if Sean Payton figures some things out? And what if Denver is a bit of a disruptor? I just love what I saw out of Bo Nix in the preseason. I'm doing that thing again. I just think that they could change the perception. They could be an 8 or 9 win team. They were an 8 win team with the ghost of Russell Wilson last year.
I
just think that maybe we're discounting Peyton a little bit there. They could knock off some of the wins out of the AFC West. I'd be very fun if Bo Nix was as good as people might think he is.
Yeah, I love it. I think what's going to happen with Denver is you're going to see like the Sean Payton, Bo Nix stuff, but it's just not going to translate to a lot of wins. Like, I think that they're going to maybe be in close games, but I don't see them. I don't see it. Bottom line.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like
I have them going 4-13.
Yeah, I mean, if they won 8 games last year, I mean.
Okay, but here.
Yeah, I mean, they got to be better than whatever was going on last year.
You're telling me that Denver is winning at Seattle, at Tampa. They're winning at the New York Jets. You're telling me they're winning at Baltimore, at Kansas City. You know, they're winning at the Chargers. They're winning at Cincinnati. They're not. This is the thing about, or I don't think they are.
Why can't they win at the Chargers? Like, for example, I mean,
I think the Chargers are going 11-6. I think the Chargers are going to be good.
Well,
these road games are hard.
Yeah, but the Chargers, that's a home game for the Broncos.
Well, not about the crowd noise, Pearl. It's about the team.
I just think that, I understand what you're saying. You're going game by game here. But I just think that the Broncos are a bit of a, if you're going to look for an upset team, they have some of the ingredients because there's some talent there. They built up that team for Aaron Rodgers. He didn't go there. I mean, there are a lot of guys. A lot of people like Cortland Sutton. A lot of people like the kid they got last year, Marvin Mims. What if that offense is good? Because that defense has been sneaky. Like after that 70-20 loss, all of a sudden they fixed everything. They were good by the end of the year. I'm not talking playoffs, but I'm talking like messing up the Chargers and maybe even the Chiefs a little bit, getting a win, stealing a win here and there.
855-212-4227. So there you go. AFC reset. Who do you have, Pearl?
Okay. My AFC picks are AFC East Jets, AFC North Bengals, AFC South Texans, AFC West Chiefs. Wild cards are Bills, Ravens, and Browns.
Okay, let's go to the phones. You guys want to talk about some college football. Steve finds himself in Oregon this morning with a burning question for us. What's up, Steve?
Hey, so, you know, the Ducks barely beat Idaho last week, and we have Boise State coming in this week, and we have never beaten Boise State. So I think this is a pretty, you know, big trap game for us. We had a home-and-home scheduled with them, but we paid them to get out of the game next year. And I think Boise State is going to beat us this weekend, unfortunately.
Wow.
Steve, that's a bold call.
I mean, that's I get it, though. You got Janty, the running back from Boise State. What do they have, 6 touchdowns in the opening game?
Yeah, 267.
But hold on, Steve. Can I give you a, like, let's not do a sky is falling here. I like Boise. They're my group of 5 pick to make the college football playoff. But... don't you think maybe Oregon was holding a little bit back against Idaho? Like, we didn't see the whole thing. We saw a lot, Dylan Gabriel throwing the ball a lot. They couldn't get in and score, though, when they got into the red zone. Maybe they were holding a little bit back, Pearl.
Could be. You know, I'm going to throw water on one take there. He said that they've never beaten them. They played in 08, 09, and 17. That's it. Does that mean anything for now? It's not like... I don't know. Like, first of all, those were elite Boise State teams. I'm not sure that that's a reason to be scared. You know, like, does that do anything for you, the history there? We've never beaten them. They're 0-3, and they haven't played in 8 years.
No, EJ, you seem like you want to get in on this. Yeah. What's up?
It would for me, as a fan. Like, it's just, I don't know why. Like, it's kind of like, yeah, these random games like Miami. I know they do play North Carolina almost every year, but there are times where they don't. It just feels like they can never beat North Carolina. Like, there's a mental aspect that once the game gets close, once things get interesting, like, here we go. Same thing over and over again. Like, that's enough times, I think, in a 15-year period to feel like something with this program we can't beat. Sometimes it's just teams that you can't get over.
They're a 19.5-point favorite. This would be... a huge upset. I listen, I'm high on Boise. Yeah. I think that Oregon, they've got to be feeling like it was a win last weekend that felt like a loss, because you're 17-14 and hopefully you learn the lessons and can fix some things without actually having to go through the loss, right? But that was a wake-up call, if there was one, against Idaho.
Absolutely. What was the spread on that one? 45 or something?
Something crazy.
48.5.
What was it?
48.5.
Yep.
48.5 is what it closed. Okay. We have to take this one more call, Maggie. We have to. We have to take it, and we have to take it right now.
All right. Well, Josh is in Philadelphia, wants to talk with Perloff about the Phillies. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Mrs. Gray. Good morning, Mr. Perloff.
Josh, I know how he's doing. He's doing great. Tell her why.
Before I ask my question, last week I heard on your guys' radio show that everyone besides you has hate for all the Phillies teams.
Yeah.
I think it's really sad.
Because
I think the Phillies are the number one team to get behind.
They are lovable.
They are. They're very lovable.
Debatable.
But, hey, it's your opinion. But my question is, since the Phillies have been doing pretty good this year, do you think we're going to see a rematch in the World Series of 2009 with the Yankees and the Phillies? And who do you think would win it?
No, I don't. And I'll be totally honest with you, Josh. Last night was it's exhilarating. When Kyle Schwarber hits a home run, I don't know what it is. It's the greatest thing in sports right now.
I'm sorry. I thought you said Bryce Harper hitting a home run is the greatest thing in sports.
I know.
You can only have one greatest thing. We're not giving you Schwarber.
Bryce Harper
and
is
Harper.
The greatest. But last night, the third homer he hit, I mean, that thing is still flying, Meg. That guy, he's like the ultimate softball player. That's why you have to love that guy. Schwarber, you can say what you want about the Phillies, but if you don't like Kyle Schwarber, then you're not a sports fan, because that guy is awesome. Now, here's my problem, Josh. The best teams never make it to the World Series. And I think the same thing for the Yankees. Yes, logically, the Yankees should make it. It just doesn't feel like I can't have confidence the way the playoffs have unrolled the last few years. That even, like, every logical point to the Phillies who are going to beat the Diamondbacks last year and go to the World Series. But baseball playoffs are so chaotic and so pitching dependent right now that I'm not confident. Yeah. Josh, are you confident?
No, because I've been a Phillies fan my whole life, and it just seems, you're right about that. It seems the teams that do the best during the regular season, when it comes to the playoffs, a lot of teams just seem to bow out for some reason.
Yeah, Josh, I mean, I'd love a Phillies-Yankees. That'd be fun. Rematch. Appreciate the phone call. I don't think it's a given that the Yankees are getting there, by the way.
No, definitely not. I mean, but honestly, the Yankees could have 108 wins, and it would still feel like, I mean, lately they've been a bit of a postseason choker. So,
I mean, the Astros took them the distance in a couple of ALCSs, and you're right about that. Listen, I feel like, is everyone kind of sleeping on the Brewers here? It's been a good team that's just been, no, you don't like them, Ryan?
They just don't, I don't see any star talent.
So what? What did you see with the Diamondbacks last year?
They had Christian Walker, Ketel Marte's been a star. You had rising stars in Zach Gallen. When you look at the Brewers, Willie Adames is okay, he's good. And then you have Jackson Chourio, solid. Christian Yelich is hurt. Their starting rotation is nothing special besides for, you know, maybe Freddy Peralta.
They still find ways to win, though. So are you more, who are you thinking about for the National League? Are you going Dodgers here? Or are you going
someone
Phillies?
From the NL West.
Okay.
And do you have any history of predicting this kind of thing, right?
No.
Are you the first baseball analyst ever?
And Ryan's on a streak.
Well, nobody saw the Diamondbacks coming.
No, that was, and that might have just been a one-off. I think we get back to the star teams maybe this postseason.
You know who Milwaukee does have, Perloff? Reese Hoskins.
Love.
Who you can see a little game six of the NLCS walk-off bomb, Reese Hoskins.
Just a little sticking it to his old team.
Well, I mean, listen, everyone knows I have a couple teams here.
No, we're not doing that.
I mean,
I'm a lifelong
Shohei Ohtani fan.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
No. 855-212-4227. We're taking a stand as a show. We are not allowing Perloff to have multiple National League teams that he's rooting for in a baseball playoff when your team's the Phillies.
Well, if the Phillies play the Dodgers, then I'm obviously rooting for the Phillies. But I think it's fun to root for the Dodgers, too. Why not? Why are you taking the Dodgers away?
Fun to root for the Dodgers?
That makes me
sick. Are you serious?
They have the most likable players on planet Earth. They have all of them. They're all right there.
Perloff, and those likable players want to kick in the faces of your likable players. You have to pick a side here.
Well, I'm definitely picking the Phillies, but I don't think there's like a natural rival. It's not the Braves. It's not the Mets. I hate those teams. The Dodgers are all the way across the country.
I'm not even convinced that you do hate those teams.
I don't really. I hate the Braves. I really do.
You'd be like, well, I don't know. I kind of hate some cool players.
I don't really care as much about the Mets. I hate the Braves. And I think a lot of people are in the same boat. Like, the Braves just irk people.
Because they're so good.
Yeah, because they're so good. Dodgers are not that good. They win 110 games and flame out early. You could get behind them. Wait, you don't like the Dodgers? Like,
no.
No.
No, because I root for a National League team and I'm not a psycho. I picked a side long ago. Maybe
they have
I picked
Mookie
wrong.
Betts and Shohei Ohtani. How can you not root for the team?
I can respect those good players, but there's no way I'm rooting for them. I can't. Some of my greatest memories is the Mets being the Dodgers. 855-212-4227.
Gotta love Mookie, though.
Well, I can respect Mookie, but I'm not rooting for him. That's a Dodgers fan. That's their responsibility.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Touchdown.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Great Debate Series.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. It is Wednesday. That means great debate. Oh, my gosh. We have such a fun one today. This is right up all our alleys. Maggie, you want to share the topic?
Yeah, so the NFL season kicks off tomorrow, so obviously wanted to do something NFL-themed. So today's great debate, who is the greatest athlete to ever play in the NFL? Greatest pure athlete.
So easy. Okay, I'm going last because I win this one. So easy.
All right.
In fact, this is, to me, it's not a great debate because there's only one choice. But I want to hear. We have five of us here. Sorry, six of us. And you're not allowed. Once a name is picked, you cannot take that name. So to me, I am seeing it a stretch beyond number one here. Well, actually, let me go first.
Yeah, go first.
It's obviously Bo Jackson. I mean, who's a better athlete than Bo Jackson in the history of the NFL? Not only is he the coolest football player in his 4 years as a pro with the Raiders, he was the coolest baseball player. The dude broke a bat over his knee, could do everything. I know it was short-lived, but there is no... We're not talking about longevity here. We're talking about the peak. There is just nobody who's even... There's one guy who's close, but there's really no other Bo Jackson. Honestly, he could have been... The greatest running back of all time. Easily could have been. If you watched him play, it was stunning how powerful and fast he was. And he's like, unlike a lot of the other two-sport guys, he's like a legit all-star in baseball. To me, I love a lot of the two-sport athletes. I'm a big fan of when guys can do that. No one did it like Bo.
Can't wait till he leaves. Third and one from the two. Here's Bo. And here goes Bo for the touchdown. Bosworth one-on-one, and Jackson just shoves him into the end zone.
That was an amazing play.
Oh, Boz.
Over the Boz. Okay, we're doing the greatest athlete to ever play in the NFL. To me, the answer is without a doubt Lamar Jackson. Guys, we're watching it right now. We're living it. What more do you need from a guy who's won the Heisman, two MVPs, so athletic, didn't even think that he would be a quarterback, and instead, or at least according to Bill Polian, and then instead of doing that, he actually becomes one of the greatest quarterbacks in the entire league, and he's top two or three. According to the players themselves, he's top one, and I think that the players... voting him number the best quarterback in the league, and the fact that the players hold him in such high regard, that's the proof right there. The players know, like the game recognize game type thing. There's one thing we can do in the media and as fans, the players understand the athleticism. Lamar Jackson's amazing.
It's a second down and three. Jackson takes it himself. Look at him dart back and forth. Oh, he broke his ankles. Now he's got an entourage and he's got a touchdown. He is Houdini. What a play! 47-yard touchdown run by the magical quarterback, Lamar Jackson.
That's a perfect way to put it, Kevin Harlan. He's magical, the elusiveness, the dual threat. And Lamar Jackson, we're watching it. We're watching the greatest athlete to play in the NFL ever.
I don't understand. I can't compute this. Yes, he's the greatest dual threat quarterback of all time, but what's his second sport?
Right. It could be something if he wanted it.
If he was a varsity bowler in high school, then I could go with you.
If he didn't make $200 million in his last contract, maybe he would go play another.
Yeah, sport. Yeah. Is he good at ping pong? Give me something else here. Give me something, Maggie. No, he's a good choice.
All right. Pat Boyle, who is the greatest athlete to ever play in the NFL? It's our great debate today.
Not even a debate for me. It's prime time. Deion Sanders. I mean, who else outside of Bo Jackson and maybe one or two other players in history played two sports at an incredible level? Not only at an incredible level, Hall of Fame football player, one of the best defensive backs ever, but also, yeah, was pretty damn good in Major League Baseball. The only player or the first person to play in both a Super Bowl and a World Series, and he's the only person to ever hit a home run and score a touchdown in the same week. In the same week! Imagine that! Oh, what'd you do a couple days ago? Yeah, I scored a touchdown. Oh, what'd you do today? Yeah, I'm going deep for the Yankees. Deion Sanders, and one of the greatest athletes, just faster than everybody else on the field. It was never even a question who the best athlete was anytime he stepped on the field. It was Deion.
George has time, and his pass is intercepted. Uh-oh. They're not catching him down the sideline. Deion Sanders is dancing. He's looking backwards from about the 40-yard line.
Oh, is he going to do a number on the crowd here? And that's the second return for a touchdown.
Yeah, and the fact that he scored, almost 20 career touchdowns, returning punts and kicks as well? It's Deion.
We're doing the greatest pure athlete to ever play in the NFL. That's our great debate today. Ryan Botcher, go ahead.
Another defender here, but more recent. He recently retired from the Rams. You got to go with Aaron Donald. He's a freak of nature. Mm. The amount of triple teams that man got, he basically single-handedly won a Super Bowl for the Rams on his defensive play. And to say that he's not a freak athlete compared to everybody else is just absurd to see.
You try to beat this guy on the edge, get to him as fast as I can. And like everything I seen in my head, everything I played out, it happened.
Rams rush four. Burrow to throw for it.
He's hit. He flings it away on fourth down. Aaron Donald got there.
Yes! Yes! I knew it! I knew it was going to play.
And you can build that man's statue out SoFi Stadium right now. Rings for the Rams.
His impact was just insane for anybody else. And then his speed combined with power and flexibility is unheard of.
I would have liked to see him play baseball, too, to be a two-sport. Can you imagine him breaking up a double play? Like, you're the shortstop and Aaron Donald's coming down at you? That would have been neat. But, again, give me a second sport, Ryan.
We said best NFL athlete.
Yeah. He just beat Shady McCoy, too, in a race in an alley in L.A. somewhere, which was kind of funny.
I was just Googling what was Aaron Donald's second sport growing up. I can't find anything, but that would have been fun to see. What if it was like modern dance or something? I don't know.
He's got
an amazing athlete, but I think that body shape, I don't know what else you could do.
Our great debate today, greatest pure athlete to ever play in the NFL. EJ, who do you have?
All right, so Maggie, I think you went with the remix. I'm going with the original. Michael Vick is the greatest athlete to ever play in the NFL, and it was because of plays like this.
Vick on second and eight, off the play fake, has some running room, inside the 30, inside the 20, Vick into the end zone, Falcons win in overtime, a 46-yard touchdown run. His second touchdown run of the game, scored from 28 earlier, and he finishes with 173 yards rushing.
Okay, so just to paint the picture for you guys in that play, he literally ran between two defenders who crashed into each other like, you know, Wile E. Coyote and, you know, like something from Looney Tunes. I mean, he made these kind of plays routine week to week playing for the Atlanta Falcons. He could also then step back and throw the ball 70 yards down the field like he did against Washington on Monday Night Football. Michael Vick was something I had never seen before. And when we talk about best or greatest athlete, I'm sorry, I don't really care so much about the two sport thing. I'm talking about speed, athleticism, flexibility. Like the fact you can hit a baseball to me, okay, that's fine. Guess what? David Ortiz can hit a baseball. He's not the most athletic guy. John Kruk played baseball. He's not the most athletic guy. That doesn't tell me you're a better athlete. It tells me you have great skill. You have great hand-eye coordination, which is fine. But I'm talking about athlete on the field. The things Michael Vick could do, no one could ever do, and they still can't do to this day. I love Lamar Jackson, but he don't throw the ball like Michael Vick in terms of power and distance.
He had some better receivers, he would.
Oh.
Okay. Well, give me Michael Vick for the greatest athlete to ever play in the NFL.
All right. You put 40 pounds on Big Poppy and line him up at left tackle? Come on, EJ. I like where your head's at over there.
Okay, Andrew Bogish, finish the circle. The greatest pure athlete to play in the NFL is who?
I usually have to complain that all the good choices are taken before it gets to me, but I had the fourth pick in this draft last night, and I could not believe my guy, this guy, was there for the taking.
This is the day Jim Brown sets a new league record for yards gained rushing. And here Jim makes his most spectacular run of the year. He breaks out of the grasp of Dick Doherty.
Wow.
And then the Hindenburg exploded.
Bob Cousy dribbles through the defense. Oh, that's such a great soundbite right
awesome.
There. It gives you right back to a place and time in America.
And right off the heels of EJ saying playing in two sports he doesn't care about, I give you a guy who many consider the best NFL player of all time, and then a guy who might have been the best lacrosse player of all time. You can dismiss having two different skill sets, but being the best, arguably, in two different disciplines means athlete to me. So Jim Brown, with the only competition is being Bo Jackson in this little fivesome of ours.
Yeah, Jim Brown's lacrossing is such legend and lore in sports. Can you imagine?
That was basically just playing football with a lacrosse stick.
Can you
just
imagine,
hold the stick right by his chest and just barrel through people.
I would love to see Jim Brown, and like lacrosse become such a preppy sport to like see Jim Brown run through Billy from Del Barton Prep or whatever.
You mean Declan or Connor, not Billy.
Yeah, yeah, whatever those
Lakin, Donald,
those prep school kids.
Hayden,
on the
Hayden, Jaden, and
the here third. Comes Jim Brown.
Decleating dudes. Have fun at Brown University.
Jim Brown's not bad.
No. Okay, there you go. Those are the nominees. The great debate today. The greatest pure athlete to ever play in the NFL. We're seeing some Jim Thorpe I'm seeing in the chat.
Yeah, I mean, when you do a pure... I mean, listen, this is a matter of definition of athlete. When you do an athlete, greatest athlete debate, you immediately go to two sports. You guys, and also, too, if we do a poll of this, I think Vic and Lamar Jackson are canceling each other out. I think it's a two-person race. Me and Pat Boyle, Dion versus Bo, with Jim Brown being third.
We should put that up right now at Maggie and Pearl. EJ's on it. Thank you. That's on Twitter. Drunkle Sam in the chat saying Reggie White.
Yeah, I mean, Lawrence Taylor. Of course, those guys are great football players. But were they Division I recruits like Robert Griffin III was in basketball?
I mean, Ryan had Aaron Donald, you know, big guy, low center of gravity, could do things that we hadn't really seen at the position.
Yeah, where was he drafted in baseball? Like John Elway. John Elway, by the way, could have.
John Elway could have been on that.
He could have been on this list. He was a fantastic athlete.
Seeing some Randall Cunningham as well. Welcome back. Wednesdays around here, we do something called the Great Debate. Today, who is the greatest pure athlete to play in the NFL? Give you our picks, and you can tell us yours. I went with Lamar Jackson. Guys, we're witnessing it right now. Perloff went with Bo Jackson. EJ says Michael Vick. Bogish says Jim Brown. Pat Boyle's in today, says Deion Sanders. And Ryan Botcher's in today, and he said Aaron Donald. So there's plenty more out there for you at 855-212-4227, the greatest pure athlete to ever play in the NFL. While we marinate on that, we head to Andrew Bogish, who's got some headlines for us.
And guys, we can only assume that our former board op, whose name now escapes me, Paul. Pete. We could assume Pete would be angry about this.
Welcome to Applebee's. Can I interest you in America's favorite boneless wings for just 50 cents each?
I have the 50 cent bone.
Cover your mouth. They could steal your order.
I'll have the 50 cent boneless wings.
I'll have the same.
Perfect. They'll never see it coming.
That is Lions head coach Dan Campbell, long before he learns how to correctly approach fourth downs and or use timeout, starring in a new Applebee's commercial. Commercial's a good idea, but again, priorities in order here, Dan. Get your you-know-what together before you start making commercials.
Yeah, you should be watching film right now.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I thought they were going to make a couple fourth down jokes in here, but maybe still a little too soon.
That's
for the
extended cut.
Dan Campbell doesn't care.
The Mannings have like this new musical that they put out yesterday. Yeah. It's like 10 minutes long. This is the Dan Campbell 10-minute long Applebee's commercial.
There's always
perfect.
A big... make fun of Dan Campbell for that, because he's about to do it about nine more times this season.
He's going to do it more.
Yeah, well, I would say there's last year's nothing compared to what he's got on
and
tap for us this year.
This is why I'm not
year.
Picking them to go to the Super Bowl. Spoiler. I don't mind the. I like the attitude. I like. It makes sense to me. But at some point, also like win the game.
We'll see. I don't know. Analytics might disagree with you.
Yeah, but it hurt him in the Cowboys game, and it hurt him in the 49ers game. Like, the analytics, you know.
This team hurt him. Oh, did they choked.
What happened in the Cowboys game? The Cowboys were trying to give that to him. And
he handed them a win. But, I mean, there were so many plays. I mean, I don't even get me started on what happened to the Lions in that playoff game.
It's crazy. We talk about scar tissue with the 49ers and how do you get back and how do you get back. I mean, we don't talk about it at all with the Lions.
That's because they're all 23 years old. They don't even know what scar tissue is.
They had a 3-score lead in the NFC Championship game and blew it.
Yeah, I mean, I think youth will help there.
And remember, Dan Campbell told his team, this might be the last time we get here. Like, he said that to them.
That was a weird post-game speech.
Yeah, it was bizarre. So, I mean, he knows how much scar tissue may still be there because of this.
Bogues, what else we have?
Let's get to baseball, because the Yankees got a problem.
And the payoff pitch swung on and a deep drive to left. That ball is way, way back. That ball is history. Walk-off slam for Wyatt Langford. How about that?
Eric Nadell on Rangers Radio Texas, a 7-4 win courtesy of that Wyatt Langford game-ending grand slam. The Yanks now trail the Orioles by a half game in the AL East, but more importantly, closer Clay Holmes has now blown an MLB-leading 11 saves. Angels reliever Ben Joyce threw a 105.5-mile-an-hour fastball in last night's 6-2 loss in 10 to the Dodgers. That is the fastest pitch recorded this season, but using the Perloff conversion coefficient, it's truly only an 89-mile-an-hour Nolan Ryan fastball.
Yeah.
Was it a strike?
It was a strike, yes.
What's this guy's name? Ben Joyce?
Ben Joyce.
You're telling me he throws the ball 5 miles an hour faster than Nolan Ryan ever threw it. Get out of here. The clock's changed.
I think Nolan Ryan threw harder than we knew. No, because we were not judging it correctly in the 60s and 70s and 80s.
Right, so you agree with me that the clocks have changed.
Well, but I don't understand. You seem to be like dismissing these numbers. I think Ben Joyce threw 105 last night. I think Nolan Ryan might have thrown 102, not the 98 that we assumed.
Well, I'm talking about the comparison. I'm just saying, like, they're not that much faster than they used to be these days. I think back in the day, some of the guys like Nolan Ryan did throw. It's the same argument, Bogus. I can't believe you're basically agreeing with me. I'm saying the clock has changed. I'm not saying which is right or which is wrong.
Yeah, but I thought your point also included the, like, that they're fudging the numbers. They're not throwing this hard.
Well, it doesn't really make a difference, does it? The point is, like, yeah, I don't know. If Nolan Ryan was throwing 105, then that's what they're throwing now. That's my point. Maybe you're right. Maybe Nolan Ryan was throwing faster. But what's the difference if it's one? The record, they're topping every record from the 80s. Like, Nolan Ryan threw 100, like, is his fastest fastball. If that was really 105, it's the same thing. I'm saying the clocks have changed now. Like,
you guys
they're
are
not using the
old alleging
clocks.
That the clocks are off.
No, I'm saying that technology could be better, where we now more accurately measure how guys are throwing. That's not a good or a bad point.
Right,
like,
right.
Your point seems to be negative about,
shocker,
like, today's pitchers.
No, Perloff doesn't believe that it's actually 105, whereas Perloff, where Bogus, you're saying you think Nolan Ryan wasn't getting credit.
Correct.
For maybe throwing 102.
Yes. I don't think there's a SERP. I don't think there's, like, a bump up. They're not marking up the pitches now. I think they're correctly measuring them. And in 1950, when they were using, like, slide rulers, and they couldn't possibly know how fast guys were throwing.
Okay. I can buy that. I'm totally down with that. That would actually put everything into perfect world order for me. Me and Nolan Ryan could throw out there with these guys. Like, Nolan Ryan was not getting outthrown by Aroldis Chapman.
Right, and also no one is saying that Ben Joyce is better than Nolan Ryan because he threw 105.5 last night.
Actually, I'm totally fine. If that's the case, you're right. I generally thought, they're making it a little easier now, but maybe it was just harder back then. Same difference, so my argument still wins.
Then that's, I guess, is what matters? Is
totally.
You win? Okay. This show should be called You Win.
I just think it's funny.
Perloff wins.
Or is it called You Lose?
I just think it's funny because
I just felt like I lost watching and hearing you guys having to dissect that clock situation.
Actually, you solved a lot of problems for me. Now I'm gonna tell somebody later today, hey, I was talking to Bogus and he explained why.
Yeah, and when that person's pouring lighter fluid onto themselves and wanting to light a match, what are you going to say to them then?
Which backup quarterback is going to get this run down?
Is Andy Dalton still in town?
Oh, really?
Watching the U.S. Open?
Why don't we go back? I was curious who you had winning that Lions-Bucks game in Week 12, Maggie. Why don't we go back to your playoff
pick?
Right. She'd rather tell you about USC also going up 10 spots in this week's AP Top 25, going from 23 to 13 after beating LSU. Those Tigers dropping 5 spots to 18. Georgia and Ohio State remaining 1-2 this week, now followed by Texas, Alabama, and Notre Dame. Oregon goes from 3-7 after only beating FCS Idaho by 10 points over the weekend. And Francis Tiafoe joined Taylor Fritz in a U.S. Open semifinal last night, the first All-American semi in New York since 2005. Tiafoe was leading 2-1, 4-1, when Grigor Dimitrov retired. Tiafoe Fritz will be on Friday. Fritz has won 6 of their 7 pro meetings. The winner will be the first American man to reach the final here since 2006. Guys, back to you.
Bogus, thank you so much. Our great debate question today, who is the greatest pure athlete to ever play in the NFL? We want to hear from you at 855-212-4227. Robbie's in Baton Rouge has one we did not mention yet. Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning. I love the conversation, but I was kind of wondering what y'all thought about Herschel Walker. He was a great football player, a sprinter in college, MMA, and Olympic bobsledder.
Yep.
So that's a pretty good resume for an athlete.
You're right. You know, I forgot about the bobsledding. Probably should have put him right over the top. And Herschel Walker was a freak of nature.
Yeah, I said that last night.
That was my call.
EJ, you made fun of my Herschel Walker thing. I told you he was a dude could bobsled.
No, you misinterpreted my text. I wasn't making fun of it. I just thought I thought you were making a joke about the bobsled. That's why I said LOL. My dad always talks about how great an athlete Herschel Walker was because he has friends from Georgia. So I have no beef with Herschel Walker as an athlete. I agree. I'm glad he mentioned the MMA thing because that was crazy. When he was like 50,
yeah,
he just beat up some dude in octagon. I have no idea if his guy was good, but still impressive.
How about Charles is in Maine? Good morning, Charles.
Good morning. My thunder got stolen again. I was going to say Jim Brown, and he, of course, is the answer. He is not just the greatest player in the history of the league, which includes Tom Brady, but he is also, according to legend, the greatest lacrosse player, as was mentioned. But in addition to that, when he was at Syracuse, he also finished third in the decathlon on the track and field team and scored 15 points a game as a sophomore on their basketball team. So if you want to talk about multi-sports, there's 4 of them.
Charles, thank you for that. You know, it's funny about the multi-sport part of this argument, right? We were talking about the greatest pure athlete to ever play in the NFL. Does that mean if you can hit a baseball or you can bobsled, does that make you better for this argument? Or what if you're just the most athletic football player? Like, that's why I have Lamar Jackson, someone who you're watching him break ankles and have this dual threat ability and all that. Does the multi-sport matter here?
Well, you say the multi-sport part of this debate, that's the whole debate. The rest of it is just fluff. Because you can't compare Lawrence Taylor and Lamar Jackson. All you got is this two-sport thing. Wait till you hear the poll result.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off.
and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.